I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are happy to welcome Clay Hagen back to our studios. And the last time you were here, Clay, you were with a band called A Night in the Box. That's and right. Now you're here by yourself, but you're representing your new band, Jones, right?
Right.
Now, quite a difference, and we'll talk more about that in just a bit here. But thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Great to have you back.
Happy to be here.
Let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out what you've been up to, Clay. What do you
Lovely.
Want to start with?
This is a tune called Baby Bear.
Oh, baby bear, oh, honeybee, baby, don't go out, just stay at home with me. Well, are you rather bear? They don't sing like me. And now you're rather toys. They don't shine like me. Another plaything that you've been. Yeah, you were there without me. Oh, and the time that you're singing, I wasn't there to see. Oh, baby bear. Oh, honeybee. Baby, don't go out. Stay at home with me. Well, I read your note. You left when I got home. It said you went for smokes and decided to roam. Now I'm out here at the end of the block, and I want you with me. Oh, I'm tired of telling my friends that you're not. No, you're my honeybee. Oh, baby bear. Oh, honeybee. Baby, don't go out. Just stay at home with me. Swing like me. Now you're other gals. You ain't my honeybee. Oh, well, I don't want no fight. No, I just wanna have you over to my tree tonight. Oh, baby bear. Oh, honeybee. Baby, don't go out. Stay at home with me. Just stay home with me. Just stay home with me. Just stay home with me.
That's Clay Hagen of Jones live from Studio A. And is that, and now you guys, your band Jones has been working on its first album. You're getting ready to release it, right?
That's correct.
Is that one on there?
That one is on there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were in Night in the Box, which was a band that you formed in high school or with people you knew from high school, right?
Yeah, it was a couple years after I graduated, but definitely high school friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that you were around, that band was around for about 5 years, something like that, right?
Sounds right, yeah.
So when did that end?
It was late 2010. So.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it was late 2010 we stopped playing music, and I took about not quite a full year off from playing music, and I was visiting some friends that we had struck up with when I was playing music with A Night in the Box from Chicago. So my two bandmates in Jones, Nick Rush and Ian Son, are driving to Duluth from Chicago today.
Okay.
And I had been playing with them and working on material now for almost 3 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, you said you stopped doing music for about a year after. Was that a conscious choice? Was it were you kind of burned out?
Well,
were you not sure what you wanted to do?
See, I never grew up dreaming about being a musician. I met some people in A Night in the Box that really drove me to be creative musically in a way that I didn't know I had in me. And so when that ended, there was sort of a vacuum because I had never taken like a measured approach towards building a band and finding the right musicians and looking for a sound. It all happened pretty fortuitously. And then I really have Nick and Ian to thank once again, my bandmates, for sort of breathing some inspiration into me. I didn't really feel negative about music or anything, but I just didn't really know where to start. And they both co-own a record label based out of Chicago called Grape Juice Records. They've been running successfully, you know, indie record label for, I want to say, about 9 years or maybe 8 years now. And they just were motivated, and they really liked the music I had been playing with A Night in the Box. And then another weird crossover is Nick and I went to elementary school together in the Twin Cities, and he moved out to Chicago. So there's a lot of connections, and I feel comfortable playing with these guys because it's in some ways mirrors the deep friendship, the deep social connections that I had with my bandmates in A Night in the Box.
Okay. Well, and I'm curious, you said you never thought that you would do music. What did you think you were going to be doing with your life? Did you have any kind of plan in mind?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, I guess that's fortunate because then when music came along, but did you always play music and you just kind of did it for fun and thought, oh, this is, you know, I like this, but...
I think I was 15 when I got my first guitar, mm-hmm. which when all of a sudden, when you get a guitar at 15, you realize that all the other people you know that have guitars have had them since they were like 8. So for a long time, I felt that I was coming to the game kind of late. But now I can look back on it and say, well, I've been playing guitar for 15 years or 16 years now. So it's a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, I've had a guitar for a really long time. But
now, what about your singing? You have a very distinctive voice. And I think it really adds something to the projects that you're in. So when did you... discover that? I mean, when did you discover that for yourself? Or did other people say it to you? Like, hey, you have a good voice, man.
I've probably been singing to pass the time since, like, I was in single-digit ages. Actually, it was a rule in my house growing up that I wasn't allowed to hum or whistle at the dinner table. My mom used to check on me whether I was doing my homework or not because she could just hear, all she could hear was me singing in the other room. So, really, I can't tell you when that started. It's been my whole life.
And... So you just always did it along with the guitar playing, and it was just a natural thing that you did?
You know, as soon as I had been singing for years, and as soon as I discovered the guitar, I was so happy because I had something that I could sort of hide behind while I sang, and it just gave me a little more confidence and a little more freedom. And even still today, when I sing without a guitar, it takes a little bit for me to get kind of in the groove because I feel exposed.
Mm-hmm. But it kind of seems like you've learned how to, like, work your voice and, you know, because you can just sing. People can just sing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes it takes somebody a while to learn how to do the dynamics of it. Is that something that you've thought about? Or
I've definitely, like, dabbled in voice lessons a little bit when I was younger. And if people were to ask me what my instrument of choice is, I would definitely tell them my voice.
Okay.
I think of myself as a singer before anything else, and I just happen to... write songs and play the guitar as well.
Okay. And that allows you to sing.
It absolutely does.
Well, when did you start writing songs and how easy did that come for you?
I think I started writing songs before I started playing the guitar. I just didn't know it. I was really interested in writing. I wrote a lot of what I considered at the time to be poetry. You know, I had a lot of feelings when I was younger.
And, we all do. It's okay, Clay.
I got to tell you, it was funny because I started playing the guitar and I sort of learned my way around the basic chords. And I remember I discovered this journal of all these poems and was like, wow, these are all songs. So I have to say that a number of songs throughout the years, specifically A Night in the Box and Jones songs, have come out of some of those old books, okay. If not just a word or two.
Mm-hmm. So musically, A Night in the Box, you had sort of this bluesy rock edge, but it was, you know, there was a fiddle in the band, and I don't remember if it was all acoustic, but, you know, a lot of acoustic instruments. What's the difference with that and this band? Well, now, do you play acoustic when you're on?
I do not.
When you're
I play
on stage
electric
tonight?
Guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the whole band electric?
The whole band is electric.
So there's a difference right
yep.
there.
Yep.
A little bit
so
of a difference
for fans of A Night in the Box, you would definitely compare Jones to the more rock and roll blues, the edge of A Night in the Box, and not quite as much towards the banjo and the fiddle. Having said that, both of my bandmates have incredible voices, and when the album is released, there will be some pretty cool harmonizing and stuff, but it's basically blues rock is the way I would describe Jones. And there's definitely still some, you know, Jack White influence in there. Just real gritty, simple blues. I mean, Night in the Box played for all 5 of those years without a bass player. And I learned how to play guitar to compensate for that and never realized how much fun it would finally be to have a bass player backing me up. And I'm, now that my buddy Nick Rush is playing bass in the band, a lot of these techniques to fill all the space with the guitar have come in handy, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. So, well, okay, as a non-musician, tell me about that, like what some of those techniques are. I want to know the secrets.
Sometimes it's hard because you have to, if you're playing just an electric guitar, let's say for the White Stripes, for example, you have a drummer and a guitar player. Well, he has to cover the low end and the lead guitar and sing at the same time. And so you kind of, you know, you don't realize how much you lean on your bandmates when you don't have that around. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of freeing to mm-hmm. have that. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about the new band and your album and how you made that, but let's hear another song first. What do you want to play?
I'm going to play a song called Texas Pete.
I moved heaven and earth just to earn my worth. Walking Montana's high plains. Then one day I ran out through Utah and home east to hide. Man, I killed a man. Man, I killed a man. I worked hard for a man named Sid, who didn't trust me none. Working my pockets for gold when the work day was done. Well, I knew it was wrong and my patience was long. Well, now I'm wondering if everything's all right. I'm out on the lam cause I shot poor Sid tonight. Never gonna see my home. Miles from town, in the dust, in the rocks, I lay my body down. Well, the sheriff came and I ran. Well, I ran until my feet were raw. Well, don't ever let anybody tell you to live the life of an outlaw. Call me Texas Pete.
Clay Hagen of the band Jones, live from Studio A. And another song now, is that one on the new album as well?
That one will also be on the new album, yeah.
Now, you're talking about, you know, writing about feelings. That one's more of a story song, it seems.
Yeah.
Where do those come from? Like, how do you come up with the story?
This one's got a great story.
Ooh, I want to hear it.
I was in, so my practice schedule, as you can imagine, is a little difficult, being that I live in Minneapolis and my bandmates live in Chicago. So typically a practice will be about 3 days long. And I will go down on Friday evening and we'll play for about, I want to say 10 to 12 hours on Saturday, and then whatever we can fit in on Sunday before I go home. I was there about a year and a half ago, and we were looking, my bass player and I were looking for a cab who would take us as far as where this practice space is. And it's not in the greatest part of Chicago, so there were certain cab drivers who just were like, I don't want to go over there, okay. So we found a guy who was willing to get us all the way over there, but he warned us that we might not be able to find a cab home. So we asked him, we said, can you come back in 2 or 3 hours? And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to be in the area. He's kind of playing hard to get. We took his card and we called him. And when we called him 3 hours later, he was waiting outside the building. And his name was Sid. And so it's a great combination of what I was talking about earlier. A couple of lines, the opening lines of the song were lines that I pulled from an old book full of rhymes that I had put together. And then this idea of like a gold mining town in Montana. And then a cab driver's name was Sid, who is the name of the foreman or the boss in the song. And so the story writing was like so much fun. We just spent the night kind of putting together this really strange made up song. And then the Texas Pete title comes from my grandfather had this, when he passed away, I got this guitar and a little pressed leather comb case. It had a comb in it. You'd keep your comb because you comb your hair. You want to look nice all the time. And it had on the front, had his name, Jim Swanner, and on the back it had Texas Pete. And I asked every member of my family, nobody knows who Texas Pete is or why it said that, but so that song is just like a total patchwork of inspiration from so many different areas.
Well, I'm glad I asked. That's a fun story. That's a good one. So you've been working with these guys for how long have you been doing that long distance thing now?
Over 3 years. Earlier I said it would be almost 3 years, but it has been over 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny. I always joke about this, but the only drawback of having a long-distance relationship with my band members is that it has taken 3 years to write and record 7 songs. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but I got to say it has really provided a unique environment to write music in. We don't really have time to obsess over anything, and stuff comes out really distilled, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of cool. You know, you can do a song to death sometimes, and when you're, you know, living in the same house as your bandmates or right down the street, you have practice 2-3 times a week. Sometimes some songs just kind of get overthought, and not saying that I wouldn't be happy with a little more time, but there have been some songs that have come across really well because we just didn't have time to do anything else with them, and they stayed good.
Okay. Are they working on other projects? Do they have other bands down there in Chicago?
My drummer, Ian Son, plays in 2 other bands, one called Rambos, which is one of my favorite band names ever, and then he plays in a band called the Minneapolis Henrys.
Oh.
And they are based out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a group of, I think most of the band members are kids who went to the Purpich Arts High School based out of Minneapolis and relocated to Chicago altogether. Oh, so
okay. So once the album is out there for the world, so the album is all done, is that right?
Album is, I think, about to be, it is being finished being mastered right now. Okay. So it is essentially done.
Okay. So once it's out there to the world, and I see on your Facebook page, which is Jones the Band, facebook.com/Jones the Band. You guys have a single that people can get.
That's correct.
And the EP is going to be called Are You Still Gonna Love Me Now That I'm Dead?
That's right.
So, first of all, where did the band name Jones come from? And then why did you name it the EP that?
Well, I wish I could tell you a good story about the band name Jones. Other than that, I said it, we thought it sounded cool, and then we started to search for meaning after the fact. So maybe someday I'll have a different answer to that question.
I don't think you need a different answer. And then the EP is kind of a fun tongue-in-cheek name.
Yeah, it's the title track.
Okay.
So a song that unfortunately won't translate acoustically, but you'll be able to hear tonight at the Red Star Lounge.
Now, you did kind of take some time off and do things solo in between getting this band. And do you still do that because the band is in Chicago?
I do.
Do you still do shows around
Minnesota? I don't really ply my trade as a solo musician. I would say that I play 2 to 6 solo shows a year. It varies. Like 2014, I think I maybe played 1 or 2 solo shows. But then 2013, I think I played like 6. And so it's just not, I mean, it's not something that I don't want to do, but I just, you know, I'm a busy guy, and there's just something about being on stage with some support and with some band members. I love playing music, but as a solo musician, there's a lot more pressure, I feel like. You know, I don't know exactly how to describe it other than I want my music to be really, really loud so no one can ignore it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think it takes a little more work.
Definitely.
When it's just you up there and you have to sell the whole thing. So
you don't have to split your pay with anybody.
There's one benefit. There's a benefit. There's a benefit to that deal. So where did you guys record then?
We recorded at, it's called Minball Studios, and it's a recording studio based out of Chicago, and it, some folks that Nick and Ian have been working with through Grape Juice Records for years, pretty good, close friends, really awesome people, and a gentleman named Mark Yoshizumi was the sound technician on our album, and he made magic happen. I mean, really, really cool stuff.
And did you kind of do it in pieces, or were you...
Yeah.
Or were you able, and like you worked on the song in piece, songs in pieces, and then were you able to have a block of time to put it all together, or did the recording kind of go?
We were able to have a block of time to put it all together. There were one of the great benefits of this album is that Nick and Ian have access to other musicians, talented musicians in the Chicago music scene. So we were able to actually throw some extra tracks onto our records. That was the only thing that happened when I wasn't there. So some piano on one and... there's a saw on one of the songs, and so...
Who played that?
I wish I could remember her last name, so I'm not going to say
her
first name.
Just a session saw player.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, plays all the saw in Chicago.
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
As needed. We need saw. Call in, what's her face? All right, well, we have time for one more, Clay. What do you want to finish up with here?
I'm going to play a song that's kind of my baby. It's also going to be on our new... record, and
and you write all the songs for the band?
No, it's pretty much an equal three parts, I would say, because what happens is one person will write one entire song, I will write one entire song, and then all three of us will work on a song, and it's sort of
And is it a lot of digital emailing back and forth here?
I wish we're gonna get there.
Okay,
but right now it's just a lot of driving.
Okay.
And an occasional megabus trip.
And I interrupted you, so you didn't say the name of this one. What is it?
Oh, it's called By the Moon. Well, I went to the river today. On by the moon, now we danced and swayed. But in the morning, you left me in the night. I've been doing wrong and I can't get right. I've been doing wrong and I can't get right. Well, I met my friends down at the river today. Long years later, we still danced and swayed. Whoa, but it burned up. In the end, just the same. If you can't get people to say it, you'll forget your name. If you can't get people to say it, you'll forget your name. Well, I met my friends down at the river today. Oh, they washed my sins away. Oh, and they taught me it was true. If you don't get right with God, He gets right with you. If you don't get right with God, He gets right with you. If you don't get right with God, He gets right with you.
Clay Hagen from the Trio Jones, live from Studio A. And your bandmates on their way up here so you guys can play your gig tonight. And you're going to do a few shows in Minnesota. This is the first of three, right?
That's right.
So then when are you expecting the album out?
Well, we're planning to have the Minneapolis CD release show for the album on April 10th.
Okay.
At Lee's Liquor Lounge.
And then are you guys going to do more shows after that? Are you going to do anything in Chicago?
Certainly. We're kind of waiting to pin down a Chicago date for the release. But right now we're looking at, we'll be posting them as they get confirmed, but we're looking at a pretty busy March. Several trios of shows sort of like this weekend and yeah.
Is that kind of the plan to kind of do a few here and there as you can?
Yeah. I'm enrolled in school full time right now. Both of my bandmates have careers in Chicago, so we usually try to make it work on the weekends.
Okay. But you're still pursuing it. You're doing the album. You get that.
That's right.
Sounds like that music thing just will not leave you alone, Clay.
You're not wrong.
Well, again, Clay and the band Jones are going to be performing tonight at the Red Star Lounge in Fitgers in Duluth, along with local band Feeding Leroy. Turns out you said you went to junior high with Sonia Bjordal of Feeding
Leroy,
right?
Yeah.
And that show starts at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much, Clay.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.